Last Sunday, I said in my homily, there are very few things more difficult than fraternal correction. This week is more difficult. This Sunday, the challenge of the Lord Jesus to Peter, to you, and to me is to offer forgiveness. And the forgiveness that we are called to offer is not to a stranger. This forgiveness that we are called to offer is not to a co-worker or a casual acquaintance. This is not some kind of general forgiveness for anyone who has ever wronged us. It's the forgiveness that starts with this question. Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? Now, there are two sets of brothers among the 12 disciples. And throughout the entirety of the scriptures, the relationship between two brothers is always difficult. We have Cain and Abel, and we have Jacob and Esau. We have Peter and Andrew, and we have James and John. In the parables of Jesus, we have the prodigal son and the resentful son. And we have the son who goes to the vineyard and the one who does not. And just to be inclusive, it's not only the sons in the scriptures. We have Martha and Mary and Bethany and their complicated relationship. There's something about siblings in the scriptures and the need for forgiveness. But perhaps there's always a need for forgiveness. Perhaps every relationship, every friendship, every marriage, every family, every parish needs the power and the grace of forgiveness. And this is not simply a general kind of forgiveness. This is the forgiveness that comes from the depths of the heart, from your heart and from mine. But the only way that my heart and your heart can pour forth with the forgiveness to which Christ calls us is if my heart and your heart have come to know the love and the forgiveness in the heart of Jesus Christ. Our hearts draw strength from his heart. We draw close to the heart of Jesus and we know his forgiveness. We draw close to the heart of Jesus and we show and share his forgiveness. When we come to the celebration of the Eucharist, we are praying in the very heart of the church. In a real sense, when you join in the prayer of the Mass, you are praying in the heart of Mary as she offers her love and her prayers to the heart of her son, Jesus. Think about that for a moment. When you join in the celebration of the Mass, you are praying in the heart of your mother. Think about that. In the celebration of the Eucharist, you join the heart of Mary as she prays and loves the heart of her son. So if you come late to Mass, you are showing a lack of love for your mother and for the Savior. Because at the beginning of every Mass, we ask God for mercy so that we can worthily celebrate these sacred mysteries. We need to ask for forgiveness, and we need forgiveness to worthily and truly offer the sacrifice of our lives and our prayers in the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ. For that reason, it seems to me, my opinion, you make your own decision, but it seems to me that if you are not present for the penitential rite at the beginning of Mass, then you are not really prepared to receive Holy Communion at this Mass. Because we want to worthily join our loving Mother in offering worship to her divine Son. We ask for forgiveness, and we ask for mercy, and we offer our prayers particularly during the Eucharistic prayer. This most sacred prayer when Christ truly becomes present and offers himself and us to the Father begins with, "The Lord be with you," and continues to the great Amen by the entire congregation. Our Mother Mary teaches us how to pray at this moment, because she stood at the foot of the cross in silence, with attention, and in prayer. And that is what our Mother, the Church, asks of you during the Eucharistic prayer. As I pray the prayer aloud, you join your heart to the heart of Mary in silence, with attention, and in prayer, because we do not ever want to wound our Mother's heart by showing disrespect to her Son. For she is our Mother of Mercy, and she desires us to live in Holy Communion with her Son. Our Mother Mary and our Mother the Church invite us to seek mercy and show mercy and live in mercy in the heart of the Savior. And now the open heart of Christ invites us to the banquet and nourishes us to show and to seek and to share his mercy. Amen.